Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at time.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we can spend with you. Help us to recognize the precious commodity of time that you bless us with. God, give us wisdom to invest time wisely and to recognize that our lives are short. As has been said, only one life, and it will soon be passed. Truly, only what's done for you will last into eternity. And as your word makes clear, we can enjoy life, albeit short, and we can be happy enjoying the precious moments that we are blessed with. Your Son came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Lord, help us to make the most of this time that we have together during this call to worship.
Lord, my life to you
This is Call to Worship. From Marcia, one of our Michigan listeners. Every Sunday, I go downstairs light my small tree light, and often light some candles, and listen for an hour to Call to Worship. I've been blessed with 80 years, and I've brought music to others through singing, playing piano, and directing. Oh, the joy that God gives through music. I receive this joy and peace every Sunday. Call to Worship for me is a beautiful start on a Sunday morning. Thank you. Thank you, Marcia, for taking the time to write to us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. You can log on right now and make a gift. Our website address is calltoworship.us and is available to you 24/7. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Just waiting in our old familiar place, an empty spot beside him where once I used to wait, to be filled with strength and wisdom for the battles of the day. I would have passed him by again, but I clearly heard him say, I miss my time with you, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve. But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time with you. Have no meaning when your presence isn't there. But you'll provide the power if I take time to pray. I'll stay right here beside you, and you'll never have to say, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me if your spirit's empty? There's a more than just a part. I miss my time with you. I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me when you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me when you're speaking?
Rejoice in what the Lord has done. There's no
This is your call to worship.
The sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark hath been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land.
Jesus.
When I was young, I remember my parents complaining about how fast the time goes by. Wow. Now, I'm the one making those painful observations. It feels like time flies, but reality is that we all get the same 24 hours in a day. What is it that makes it feel as if time is just screaming by? And equally as important is the question, is there a way we can slow things down? And the obvious follow-up to that is, would we want to slow it down, even if we could? Well, the pages of the Bible include valuable teachings on the concept of time, how God sees it, and how we should relate to it. Let's take a look first at man's time on this earth. From James chapter 4, what is your life? Is it a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? Job 5. You will go to the grave at a ripe old age, like a sheaf of grain harvested at the proper time. Later in Job chapter 9. Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They pass by like swift ships, like an eagle swooping on its prey. And in Job 14, man who is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. Job 34, we don't set the time when we will come before God in judgment. The psalmist David knew how valuable time was, as he says in Psalm 39, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. And later, Psalm chapter 90, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it's cut down, withers. Well, you know, there is a time for everything, as one of the wisest men who ever lived, found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to cry, and a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to turn away, a time to search, and a time to quit searching, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I've seen the burden God has placed on us all. Yet, God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded, there's nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. Man's time in eternity as a perspective. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Time without end. In the fullness of time is a concept we see in the Word. Galatians chapter 4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And in Mark 13, we learn a lesson from the fig tree, as Jesus describes, when its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that his return is very near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard, stay alert, and pray. And then finally, God's view of time, found in Psalm 102. They will perish, but you, O Lord, will endure. Yes, all of them will grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. Psalm 93, verse 2. Your throne, O Lord, has stood from time immemorial. You yourself are from the everlasting past. And finally, a verse familiar to us all, Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
It's changing me. It's hard to see who I am. I'm touched by many things, so many things I don't understand. But seasons pass and I discover above all this, there's another helping me to hold on to what is timeless. So the autumn can color me gold, the winter can dress me in snow, but it's you I see, the timeless part of me. In the springtime, I'm young once again. The summer, I dance on the wind. But it's you I see, the time that's part of me. Oh. Change, whether it's good. Part of me. So the autumn can color me gold, the winter can dress me in snow, but you I see, the time is part of me.
Became the measure of God's universe. Angels gloried in creation from the very first. But one among their number would bring creation's curse when he'd lift himself above the will of God. And in the sin of Satan, the sin of man, was latent, and time began its patient working out of God's plan. And all mankind did fall, heeding Satan's tempting call. So now the stage is set. Continued on its path with purpose and design. men began to trust themselves and all the plan divine. The kingdoms came and went with only traces left behind. And on, relentless time went on. But now the pace has quickened, the sin of man has sickened.
To worship topic this hour has been the time that God has blessed us with and the perspective that God wants us to have about it. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Time. It seems that there never is enough. There's too much time. Time. Time is a wind, and just like a child, we try to catch it in our embrace. Doesn't seem to change.
it does, you will rest.